Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Last practice day of the week for your Washington Commanders. Tomorrow afternoon, they will fly out to the D, Detroit Rock City, in advance of Saturday night's divisional round playoff game. This is the real deal, folks. You practice when it's hot to play when it's cold. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. It's cold out there.
It's yesterday. Today doesn't feel as bad as yesterday.
I don't know.
You think so?
I had on a bigger
coat. Let's go to the phone.
I had on a bigger coat. I felt better.
You did well, and you had your hat. Like you seem more equipped today. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I forgot your gloves.
All right. Yesterday the feels like was 15, wasn't
yeah.
it? All right. Right now in Ashburn, it's currently 22 degrees. Emmett Smith degrees. Feels like dun, 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 dun. Damn.
What?
12. Worst number I can say.
I'll tell you.
It's cold, dude.
Hey, man.
Are you at all concerned that it's supposed to snow Sunday when we're supposed to fly home?
No. They should be able to handle it.
We saw how well it all went in Dallas.
Hey, I'm leaving early. So I hope by the time the snow comes, I'm already here. What time is all supposed to start?
I do think it's supposed to be afternoon.
Okay, well, I'll be home.
I asked Cameron yesterday.
What time you leave?
I asked Doug yesterday. I'm on a flight out of Detroit at 10, supposed to land at Dulles
you
around 11:30. He said I should be good. He said that's about when it's going to start. So, whatever, I want to get home. Of all the cities in the world to get stuck in, Detroit ain't it. B, you could just feel the excitement ramping up for this thing.
Yep.
And it's just, it's been a lot of fun, man. And
has been.
I do think as we, like, in our text thread, we talked about this with Greg. There is a time and place for, man, what an awesome year this has been. This ain't it. We can do the reflection of how much fun and everything has been, but not right now, not the Thursday before the week. I am curious what you think the impact is. Washington's coming off a short week. Sunday night into Saturday, mm-hmm. everything's accelerated by a day. And Detroit's coming off the bye.
Yeah.
Like, how you were on playoff teams that got the bye. How significant is that gap in workload over
well,
the last
Well, to be honest with you, there are some teams in the byes, they prospered, and some teams that didn't. There have been a lot of teams over the years that have had that bye and they lost. There have been other teams that had coaches that they revel in that. Andy Reid is one of them. Joe Gibbs was one of them. We don't necessarily know exactly what Dan Campbell and Ben Johnson is about coming off the bye. You get healthier, but also there's a chance that rust will jump on you.
Well, I'll say this. They probably needed the bye. Their bye was week 5.
Yeah.
So they've been playing football straight since October 13th.
Been a long time.
Like, Washington at least got the advantage, now you can say, of that late bye.
Yeah.
You know, like, Washington's only been playing now for 5 straight weeks. They mm-hmm. did have that break. You said something interesting there. I guess we could look up Dan Campbell's record after the bye.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like we know what Dan Campbell's about, though. I don't think much is going to change.
Dan Campbell like working.
Yeah.
You know, so let's be real. Did the bye week, did they really take it easy, or did they go for it? Because I think it was Tony Dungy when they had gone so well and he decided to rest his guys and blah, 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 and then boom.
That was late in the, I think it's also very different now that only one team gets a bye. You know, the old system, 2019 and before, was the top 2 seeds got the bye. Mm-hmm. And then you could really, like, you could lock in a bye by, like, week 15.
Yeah.
And then you really, I think guys really take their eyes off the prize at that point. because it's like, all right, man, we're chilling for 3 weeks. But Detroit, they had to play their ass off week 18 to even get the bye.
But then again, like back then, you could rest your guys a long time. This time, you can't rest your guys a long time. And just think about it. When you work out, you go run, you miss a week or two, and then you
where
go run again.
Right now?
How do you feel? You know?
Yeah.
And look, the same thing happened with the football teams. But, you know, I don't know. You know, if it was Andy Reid coming off a bye, I'd be like, oh, we're in trouble. Because it's been proven.
Right.
Time and time again.
I think there's a lot of reasons Washington can compete in this game. And I think anybody suggesting they can't compete is a fool. There's only two teams playing at the core.
Yeah,
right?
You got to.
But I think of the reasons Washington has a chance in this game, I've been saying this throughout the week. I don't think it's going to be because Detroit's not ready or they come out flat or they're rusty, anything like that. I think it's going to be you got to generate some turnovers and Washington plays lights out. Like I just think the kind of fluky win ain't happening this week. And I don't think Washington's – I don't think last week was that. I think you got to just prove to be the better team Saturday night.
Yep.
I think they have the right mindset for sure. It's going to be fascinating to watch the first quarter in this thing, B. I think they got to come out and come out fast and score. What they did in Tampa, we've talked about it a bunch, but that second quarter drive where they went 90 yards in 9 minutes – really, really changed that ball game. And if you go back, I mean, almost the play, the deep shot they hit to McLaurin was just so important to kind of give them some life because it just seemed like they just weren't going to be able to get anything going. And it's just – I think the – perhaps this is just Captain Obvious, but like – you get down early and that place is rocking, I think you got big trouble.
Yeah, that's true. And I think the you just have to figure out a way to not allow it to get away from you so soon. And I don't expect them to do that. You know, this team hasn't really been overwhelmed by noise, overwhelmed by crowd noise in other people's stadium. They seem to try to go with business as usual, handle their business, and when they get that opportunity, they've been able to take advantage of it. And defensively, if they get a chance, they got to take advantage of it.
I think to get
this team, bro, look, they can make this thing snowball real quickly.
Yeah, Detroit could score in bunches. They've got talent all over the field. I think there's real reason for concern. I don't know why. Outside of like a feeling, but I think Jameson Williams is a real problem defensively because to me, Lattimore seems like he'll get more of St. Brown. And I don't know who – I can't remember who I was talking to last night. But I do think it's important that Joe Witt said something yesterday about Lattimore that, you know, he was still knocking the rust off and he's only going to get better – I tend to agree with that.
Yep.
I mean, dude had barely played throughout the year, and then they throw him against Mike Evans, who's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. And I also thought this, like, it was late in that game. Tampa had the field goal drive, right? They kicked the field goal around five minutes. Washington got the ball 4:40. There was a play, a first and 10, where I was talking about this in the press box. I don't know if you were still sitting there or you had gone downstairs or what. But late in that game, there was a Bucky Irving off tackle left side where it honestly looked to me he could get the first down if he just kind of went for the pylon. And it looked in my mind at the time that he decided to stay in bounds to try to keep the clock running.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up getting stuffed and they have to kick. I don't know that that was the case because who came up in run support to blow that up was Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, he's physical.
And you don't – not every corner is going to give you that. And, like, so if you want to complain about what happened with Evans and all that, sure. But that fourth quarter run stop, that fourth quarter tackle, to come up strong in support on Bucky Irving, who maybe he was trying to stay in bounds, maybe he just got a little shook that 23 was coming at him with a head full of steam. Whatever it was, that play stood out, and you're going to get stuff like that from Lattimore, yeah, which helps a ton.
You don't get that from a lot of corners. A lot of corners are going to shy away from off contact. Marshawn doesn't. And let's be real. When a cornerback is 100% healthy in this league today, the receiver has the advantage. They can't do much after 5 yards. So the guy, it's a position where you're going to give up some plays. And I don't know where people – that shutdown corner thing, that left a long time ago, bro. Not too many people shut down people completely in game. That doesn't happen too much.
The best corner in the NFL now, I would say, is probably Surtain. And he's one of the few guys that – I mean, hell, even that game – against Jamar Chase, remember that crazy Broncos-Bengals game? Surtain was really good on Chase, but because they had to devote so much there, T. Higgins went for 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, but see, I heard Joe mention this yesterday too. Like, when you see people sometimes thinking that that the guys are one-on-one, they're not necessarily one-on-one. You got a lot of cornerbacks in this league who are the shutdown. They got some help over the top.
Sure.
They got help inside. So when we hear that, oh, he shut him down one-on-one, no, he didn't. And many defenses, the average eye doesn't know what they're really playing. So that doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah. It's fascinating. It's going to be just an awesome matchup, and I can't wait. And I think fans should be so excited for it. I want to open the phone lines up a little later. We'll do Bleep You this afternoon, but I just want to let the fans kind of talk about the ball game. We're going to have Colton Pouncey on with us in a minute. Pretty full day. Fred Smoot's going to join us at noon. We should hear from DQ later this afternoon. Brian, specifically to Wagner, he's missed 2 days of practice now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your concern level?
I think Bobby's going to play.
Sure, I do too. But you think the ankle's an issue? I mean, to miss the second day.
I think a veteran player of his caliber, where the coaches talk about how he shows them stuff, they want him to be healthy more physically than anything. So why take the chance and miss step in practice? You know what I mean? Because he's the type of guy that doesn't have to be there every day to be able to go out and play great.
The Lions defense really started to get shredded late in the season.
Mm-hmm.
If you kind of look at their from December on, they gave up 31 in a win to Green Bay. They gave up 48 in a loss to Buffalo. 17 to the Bears, 34 to the Niners. They really started to kind of get beat up there. Then week 18, gotta have it. What had been a pretty explosive Vikings offense, they hold them to 9 points. They knock Darnold around.
Yeah, but Darnold is...
What's the bigger... Do you look at the last five where they started to get beat up, that defense, or do you look at the last one where they look pretty damn good?
Well, I'm not going to look at Darnold because he followed up the second week with a dud. Also, he doesn't throw the ball. I don't think Jaden's going to hold the ball as long as Sam Darnold did.
I agree with that.
And I think Sam Darnold was a bigger problem and made them look even better, just like he made the next team look better because he wouldn't throw the damn football. Seeing ghosts.
I think Washington at this point, I don't know who the best comp is for them of those teams they've played. Probably somewhere between – that Niners offense was cooking that night, and that was a Monday nighter in San Fran. They were able to put up 34. I mean, they gave up almost 500 yards in that game, a ton of passing. I think one thing that's going to be really interesting is I think both offenses will want to kind of slow this thing down,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty difficult to do that when it's both offenses trying to do it.
Yeah. Listen, man, we can basically throw a lot of stuff out the window right now. I don't think they have seen – a guy like Jaden, and I think we haven't seen offense like them. But our offense, if it does what it normally does, it's going to limit the amount of times they touch the football. And when you start getting a lower amount of touches, you have to game plan and change up some stuff too. So will they be able to just go and do what they normally do? Or if we get one of those long sustained drives and 8-9 minutes come off the clock, do they just say, oh, let's just do our normal, got to put points on the board?
So if you look at Washington this year, they're top 10 in time of possession on the season, a little under 31 minutes per game, so it's a kind of a coin flip. In their last three, it's been 30 minutes, 52 seconds. And think about in those last three games, that Cowboys game was bad. They couldn't sustain offense really until the end of the game. Last week, obviously, they went for 35 minutes. They really controlled it. They've been much better at home. They had the really good home record. 31 minutes, 26 seconds of possession at home, so they're winning that by a wider margin. I say all this to say Washington's TOP stats are good, their time of possession, and that also excludes overtime, and Washington had a few different overtime games. Unfortunately, Detroit's are better. Detroit's second in the league in time of possession, only behind Philly, at almost a full 2 minutes ahead of them. Mm-hmm. So that's in a game of inches, that's a pretty big delta. In their last three, the Lions 34 minutes average possession. Mm-hmm. Washington's last three is a little under 31. At home, they're at 31.5. And the last time we saw them against Minnesota, they had the ball for 36 minutes. Mm-hmm. As a percentage, that's probably close to 60.
But you get into a game and all of a sudden the other team has it 36 minutes, they don't.
Sure.
Or are they able to do what they do when they have it 36 minutes?
It'll be fascinating to find out. In their losses, I'm curious. So, they only have two losses on the year. In the loss to the Bills week 15, what happened here? They could over once. They were 6 of 13 on third down. They went for it three times on fourth down. They were 3 of 3 on fourth down. But, yeah, Buffalo won that 32-42 to 27-18. The other loss, I wonder, what is 6 of 13 on third down? A little, like 43% or something?
Living under 50.
In their other loss, you got to go all the way back to week 2 in Tampa or hosting Tampa. I don't know how much you can take away from a week 2 game 3 months later. But they were 7 of 17 on third down in that game. Detroit, though, won time of possession pretty handily. It was like 34 to 26. Mm-hmm. They ran the ball pretty well. That's a weird, weird loss. They turned the ball over twice. Remember, man, in these big-time games, turnovers and special teams plays are the great equalizer.
Think back to last year where he went for the fourth down all the time and he went for it too much and they lost.
San Fran?
That could happen as well.
Yeah. They were 3 of 5 on fourth down in that game, same as Dan Quinn was last Sunday night in Tampa. There's a million angles to this thing. I cannot wait to watch this football game. When we return, Colton Pouncey joins the program to give us the Lions' perspective.